This is Shannon Malloy. He's on the line. Good morning.
Morning, Mick. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Great to chat to you this morning.
You too.
Look, it's always an exciting time of year. You know, just as we have all these Christmas repeats and all this summertime TV, we're coming around the corner to the brand new season of TV on little screens. Can you tell us what you reckon is going to come up this year that's going to be exciting and good to watch?
Oh, it's hard to pick just one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Normally this time of year I sort of look forward and there's one or two things that I'm excited about, but 2016 there's something about networks throwing money at great new shows. There's just no shortage of stuff to be excited about.
Yeah.
Even if you're into reality, there's lots of new reality coming as well. So I can't pick just one.
That's fair enough. It seems like they're actually putting some money into some Australian dramas now, which
they really are. It's not too long ago that it was just all reality all the time, but I mean, if you look at Channel 7, they're investing in this new local drama called The Secret Daughter, which stars Jessica Mowboy as this sort of country pub singer who has a chance meeting that changes her life. That's coming up in the middle of the year, I think.
Okay.
To kick us off on the music theme in a few weeks' time is the Molly Meldrum telemovie as well, which has Samuel Johnson playing the iconic music journalist and music identity, Molly Meldrum. And that looks really good as well.
How do you think Samuel go playing that role? I've seen a picture of them together. They look all right.
I've seen a teaser clip, and I think he's pretty much nailed it, I have to be honest. He looks really good. And it's a captivating story as well. So I'm really excited about that.
And speaking of iconic Australians that are being remade or made into movies, there's a Brock telemovie coming up, Peter Brock.
There is. I think they've just about finished work on that one, filming it around Western Sydney. It stars Matt Leneves as Peter Brock, and a pretty tricky story to tell. It's sort of, you know, triumph and tragedy. It's another telemovie about an iconic Australian, which seems to be a bit of a theme in recent years.
Mm.
I think that one will be quite good as well. And that comes to Channel 10 probably in the middle part of the year, I'd say.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's good to see a lot of these dramas sort of seem to be liking telemovies lately, or sort of the 6 episode sort of things,
Yeah. Short TV is the new thing. If it's not a sort of 2-part telemovie, it's probably a 6-part short series. There's a 6-parter coming to Foxtel at some stage in the first part of the year called Secret City. It's a pretty gritty looking Australian political thriller. That's sort of about the underbelly of Canberra, if you can imagine that there is one. And it's got this great sort of all-star international cast with everyone from Jackie Weaver through to Alan Dale. It's a pretty exciting one. But yeah, again, another 6-part short series.
Maybe trying to feed off a bit of House of Cards action there.
A little bit, yeah. It's got that vibe. I went out on set last year to watch it. It looked pretty cool, so I'm excited about that.
Nice. And I see ABC is also doing a TV version of Barracuda, which is a great book by Christos Tsolkas, which I read last year. It's a great book.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it's by the makers of the TV version of The Slap as well, which is his other book. So it'll have that same sort of feel about it. That's a great sort of mix of new up-and-coming actors that are straight out of drama school and some old favourites like Rachel Griffiths, who's been cast in that as well. They haven't started work on that, so I'd say that's still a fair way away. But,
sure. Yeah,
another great local drama. And, of course, the ABC is doing another season of The Code, which was a great 2015 series that won over lots of viewers. So a continuation of that story.
Particularly people in Canberra. I come from Canberra, and I know that all my Canberra friends were, like, so keen on that because they saw so many sights around town that they don't really see on TV.
There's so much happening in Canberra. Who would have thought?
Apparently. Now, of course, there's lots of big overseas shows, and particularly with streaming services like Netflix and Presto and Stan and all that, there's a lot of ways you can watch overseas shows. What are some big overseas ones that are coming up?
Well, Netflix already has this great suite of shows that people love, whether it's House of Cards or Orange is the New Black. That's sort of the place to go for really quality overseas drama. But they're adding 13 brand new series in 2016, which is just staggering.
Wow.
It's everything from Chelsea Handler's sort of comedic look on life to the modern remake of Full House, called Fuller House. And there's a really cool looking British series coming, which is pretty much about the life of Queen Elizabeth from coronation to now. And some commentators are saying that it's the most expensive piece of television ever made, perhaps. It's this sort of like a bit of a short series, but spread over a few seasons. And already to date, they've spent £1 billion making it.
Wow.
So a very expensive piece of content, but hopefully cost translates to quality.
Well, hopefully. It sounds like it'd be a pretty popular sort of show. And of course, there's a remake or reboot of one of my favorite shows of all time coming back very soon. It's X-Files.
Yes. I just watched the first episode of that.
Seriously?
Last week, and it's pretty good. Real sense of nostalgia watching it, I've got to say. They've stayed pretty true to the original format. That's another short series, just a bit of a revisit of the old times, I guess you could say. Pretty sure it's 6 episodes,
right.
And that comes to Channel 10, Fast Track from the US. And I would expect to see that pretty soon into the new ratings year. So I'd say around that February or March mark.
So are they sort of rebooting the existing storyline? Is it sort of a continuation from the last season episode? Or
it's pretty much just picking things up. So it's modern time. So yeah. I guess, you know, a fair amount of time has elapsed since the last time we caught up with them. I think 2002 was when they stopped doing the TV series. So we find out what they've been up to in that time, and they've gone off in very different directions. And of course, they brought back to the FBI and to the X-Files by some mysterious forces, and they sort of fall back into life as they used to know it.
Oh, there you go. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah, I mean, I've been following David Duchovny in Californication, which he did quite a few years of since the X-Files, but back to his old role of Mulder, and just looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's a bit of a wrap. It's some good stuff coming up on lots of local stuff, which is good to see. It's good to see more investment in local TV. And yeah, of course, the reality shows will be back, I'm sure. But
there's all the reality ones you'd expect, like MKR and The Block, The Bachelor and The Voice. There's a new one coming to Channel 10, the Australian version of Survivor.
Oh, really? They're doing it again?
They're doing a local version. It's been about 10 years since we saw an Australian adaptation of the much-loved and very old US format of Survivor. But they're doing a local version. They'll film it in Malaysia. I think they'll start filming that in probably March or April, so that'll be on screens, expect sort of third quarter of 2016. That could be the dark horse of the year, though, I think. People are loving that sort of adventure-style reality, so
I think that
could do well.
Yeah, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here went sort of better than they thought last
year. It did,
year,
Maybe, and that starts up again soon, so there's something for everyone.
There sure is. Well, Shannon Malloy, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
For keeping us up to date.